Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard is with us. Matt, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Yeah, it's great to be 3-0 and going into a big week this week against Gloucester.
Matt, talk to the players, and they were expecting to be very competitive this year, and I'm sure that was the case with you as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the group that we have, a lot of these guys started playing football here at Salem High School as sophomores, and now they're all seniors. So, you know, they got kind of pushed around as sophomores. We had a winning record, but they had to work pretty hard to get to that winning record. And now, again, most of them have over 20, 25 games of experience. So I think, you know, they worked extremely hard each and every offseason to put themselves in a position so when they're seniors they can be extremely competitive. So I think right now, you know, the fruits of all that labor are starting to pay off.
So yeah, I think you can make a case then that you guys have a lot more experience and a lot more depth, if you will, you know, and even depth in the starting 11 or the 11 that are on the field than you've had in the last several years.
Yeah, I mean, I think defensively, you know, the biggest question mark was, you know, some of the gaps we had on our D-line. But our linebacker core and secondary, you know, is all coming back from last year. Same thing on the offensive side of things, right? We had all our skill guys, most of our backfield, obviously a quarterback. Even at tight end, we had most of those skill positions back. The big question mark is we graduated some three critical seniors that were part of our offensive line. And I think this group has done a nice job filling that gap, right? We have a lot of guys have stepped up. Yunel Castellano has stepped up on both sides of the ball. He's done a nice job. I think on defense, you talked to Fred, but Fred was someone that started offensive line last year for us, and now he's a two-way player and has done a nice job grading out pretty high on both sides of the ball. Anybody that obviously grades out high on one side of the ball, it's a feat, right? To do it and perform well on both sides, you know, I think is extremely challenging, and I think he's done a really nice job. So I think we got some guys that are really stepping up on that line, and for me, you got to be able to control the line of scrimmage to win football games.
Coach, if they play both ways, you don't give them a curve, you know, curve the grades a little bit on one side of the ball. You don't do that?
We do not. No, it's a, you know, it's black and white. But they've done a really nice job, you know, especially, you know, when I think about some of these guys that might not have had the same, let's say, game experience as juniors and asking them to go both ways this year, you know, and they've been able to step up and really deliver.
Coach, you guys had that amazing win 2 weeks ago against Danvers. First time you'd beaten them in 15 years. That was a statement game, I feel. And then another statement game is last week's game, the shutout at Greater Lawrence. I mean, this is they've been an outstanding program for the last decade or more here in the area.
Yeah, I mean, Greater Lawrence, I think Coach Sarkis does a great job over there. You know, many years ago when I was coaching at Georgetown High School, him and I worked together a couple camps. You know, so I know Coach Sarkis, and that's ultimately what fostered kind of getting this game on the schedule a number of years ago. I think, you know, 2 years ago, you know, we traveled over to their field, and that's a tough place to play. They got a good following. And, you know, those guys are always ready to play. I think Coach does a great job over there. I think the big difference this year is that they actually have – they're really physical up front, you know, and they actually had a lot of team speed, you know. And I, to be honest, even going into the game, we had a hard time mimicking their team speed in our practices to give our defense a good look. So I think they had some players there that were going to cause a problem. And a lot of times we had to bracket them, right, to try to slow them down, which I think our defensive staff and the kids did a great job executing.
You know, you mentioned speed, and I've heard that before, where that is a tough thing to really figure out in a practice. You got to get on the game field against, you know, live competition to really, really, you know, kind of evaluate that speed piece.
Yeah, you know, we try to do a lot of things where we set it up so that in specific situations we can actually get some of our faster guys on our scout team to give, let's just say, the right side of the defense is going against the left side of our defense of personnel. So we get a good-on-good look. Yeah. And we have, you know, again, I think it's such an important part of playing defense because, again, for the true development to happen, they have to go good-on-good.
Well, defense has certainly been a big story for you guys this year, and you certainly have a good offense as well. But what about Gloucester? Here they come in undefeated. They came back and pulled out the win last week, 7-6 win What are you expecting? Where do you see the battles Friday night against Gloucester?
Yeah, I think the big thing right out that I noticed on film is we got to stop explosive plays. They've had a number of explosive plays that's put them in a position to be 3-0. So I think we got to limit explosive plays. I think we got to get guys on the ground, right? So I think this week for us, a big emphasis is tackling, getting guys on the ground, and that inherently will limit the explosive plays. And I think we've been a little sloppy when it comes to holding on to the ball. You know, we've had some turnovers these first three games, and anytime you're in a big game, that turnover margin's critical. So a big emphasis for us is really hold on to the ball, and let's try to generate, from a defensive perspective and create some opportunities where we can get the ball back on offense.
Here is the last question, Coach. You mentioned tackling. So I got to think that tackling, has really been pretty – overall has been a pretty good thing for this team.
Yeah, I mean, I to date, I think the defense has only really allowed up two scores. Right. Some of the scores that have happened have been on our special teams, which I think we've done a good job cleaning up. But if you look at explosive plays, just as an example, or even tackling, we track that metric, and those two metrics we've won every game so far, right? So we've had less missed tackles, and we've had more explosive plays than our opponent. So, I think that says a lot about kind of how our defense is playing right now. And the goal here is to continue that trend and continue to move in a positive direction to make sure that we are always on the winning end of explosive plays and missed tackles.
Matt, great talking with you, and good luck Friday night.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School, here with us on MSO NewsSports.com.